All right, so we're recording families.
I was on the east side over by the ghetto last Saturday, and there was a lot of commotion going on. There was a lot of lights, police car lights. There was something was happening. There was like a 3-block radius that was shut down. And there was almost, it seemed impossible to get to the store because they had everything blocked off. And I was like, Lord, what's going on here? Like, and nobody was moving, nothing was going on. I couldn't turn around because the traffic was stopped. And one of the police officers looked over and saw me, and he came over and he goes, hey, Sonny, I'm gonna try to get you out of here because I know you're always, you know, you minister to gangs in this area. And I said, I'm trying to get to that grocery store there at the ghetto, man. He goes, oh, the one that's about a block and a half from here? And I go, yeah. He goes, I'll get these people out of your way right here and go down the alley about a block and then take a right. It'll take you right to the store. Nobody's blocking that. He says, there's something's going on up ahead. He says, but we'll get you. It was a drive-by shooting. And we got everybody cornered, but we can't allow anybody to go that way. So we're gonna have to get everybody to turn back around. He goes, but you turn right here. Let me get these cars out of the way. So he get those cars to turn around and leave. And he goes, now just go down that alley and then come around about a block and take a right. And you'll go right to him. So God put him in, and even in that little storm, that storm that was happening there, with the drive-by and that everybody surrounded, he made a way for me to still get to the grocery store where those two families were. They were praising God in the midst of sirens, and they didn't care what was happening around them. They knew that they had to have the faith to wait and to worship the Lord no matter what was happening. So to me, that was really walking by faith, not by sight.
Were they singing?
Oh, yes. They were singing Amazing Grace, and then they sang a hallelujah song. They were singing about, they even sang Mercy Me, the song I Can Only Imagine.
Oh,
they were praising God. They were, regardless what was happening. And you can hear this, like the siren, you can hear microphones, and people were like, don't move, like stay where you are, and that they still were praising God no matter what. They stood their ground and kept worshiping God. How many times do we get into storms ourselves and goes like, is God even hearing me? Like, what's going on right now? Like, what in the world? How come this is happening? But these people, instead of doing that, they were still worshiping God. They didn't waver. They kept the faith. Now, the two sisters and their two husbands and their children, the sisters were Christians, but the husbands weren't. So they got to witness the power of God. They got to witness that God answers prayer. And as soon as Lydia saw me, she just ran over. She goes, I don't know what's going on around here. There's a lot of sirens and everything, and I didn't know if you were coming, but we still were praising Jesus no matter what. And she's a little girl, and she understands and she's learned that it doesn't matter what's going on around you. We got to stay focused on God no matter what. And now she carries her own little Bible, and she was reading scriptures, and she was telling people that God is faithful. And then that's when she saw me, and she just ran over. She took me to the two families that were there, and they said, this is a man, his name is Sonny, and Blue Mustang sends him with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the extra because of the inflation. She always says, from God's kingdom. And so that's why he's here to help you. She never said he's brought money. She never said that. All she was talking about was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And when as soon as she got done saying that, those two men started crying. And they weren't Christians, but their wives were. And they started crying. And they said, you know what? I want to know the God like you guys know him, because this is really real. This is like God is faithful, like you were saying, that we had to wait here no matter how long. God answered our prayer. He, even though we weren't praying, but you guys were, those two men were like, I want to learn how to pray. I want to learn more about God. And so the wives led them to the Lord right on the spot. Boy, did they cry, man. And then when I took out the money to give it to them, they just like, we actually get to buy groceries and not worry about, well, we could only buy this or that. We're going to buy what we need, not what we want, but this is enough to help us for a week or longer, because it seems like every family, their jobs haven't paid them yet for whatever reason. Sometimes they have to wait 2 weeks. Sometimes they only get paid once a month. It all depends what they're doing. But these guys had to wait 2 more weeks before they got paid. New jobs, that's the way it is. You gotta wait. Yeah. There's a waiting period. And they said, we didn't know how we were gonna make it. Food was really getting slim. Everybody, all those 17 families that were there, they all share food, making sure that everybody at least has some kind of food. But that gets low too, you know. So these families just cried, man. And then we're thanking the Lord for that and for their salvation. Lydia always says at the very end, she always says, don't forget God and don't forget Blue Mustang. He doesn't wear shoes, but we got to pray for him. He's just like, she doesn't forget where it comes from. She says, God, and God sent Blue Mustang to send Sonny here. But we got to pray for these two men. That little girl has learned how to pray because of her mom and dad. Powerful. She knows how to talk to God. Then, all of a sudden, the sirens went dead, like they stopped. And then all of a sudden, you could see traffic going through. And they only turned towards the ghetto there because the traffic was so bad, just a block and a half that way, to the north and to the south. They had that whole place shut down because of that drive-by shooting. And so once they all got released, everything, they were taken to jail, all of that, then the traffic was crazy. And then all of a sudden, there was nobody. Especially in the ghetto, there was nothing happening there. I said, God is faithful. If you walk through the storm, God has already been there and he's walking with you. You're never alone in any storm. And it's just like they just cried. But what got me the most about those families is that they never leave. They stay there and praise the Lord no matter what. If I'm there or I'm not, they still worship God. Some people only worship God when their prayer's been answered. Some people don't even worship God until, like, well, if I don't see anything happening, I'm not going to worship God. But the difference between them and those people in the ghetto area is they just worship the Lord no matter what. And we should all be that way. It doesn't matter what's going on in our life. We still, it's about worshiping the Lord. It's like a true relationship with him. You rely on him and nobody else.
Yeah.
So,
that was beautiful. It's not what God is going to do. What has God already done?
Yes, amen. See, yeah, so, that's, yes, amen. That's powerful.
That.
People forget what he's already done, what he's going to do, but what he's already done, that's a miracle in itself.
Right. And these people don't forget that.
No.
Was this one in?